You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good morning and welcome to Water Online Radio's live day two coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three of our coverage from this great, great event. And one of the highlights of our trip every year is our conversation with our next guest. Always a scintillating conversation. We learn a lot.
Do we have a good job or what? I mean, we can look forward to every year having a guy like David with us. And I truly do enjoy it, too. It's a pleasure.
Well, let's welcome him back. Say hello to David LaFrance. He's the CEO of the American Water Works Association, known as AWWA. David, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Todd and Todd. It's always a great time to come and visit with you and get to talk about the important issues of water.
Amen to that. Always good to see you, David. Real quickly, I have a feeling the audience listening to this show knows exactly what AWWA is all about, but take a quick second, give us a 10,000-foot view. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sure. AWWA is a nonprofit water association. We have 50,000 members, all of whom are water professionals or are somehow connected to providing water. We are an old organization. We were founded in 1881. So that makes us the oldest and the largest water association in the world. We really focus on making sure that our members have the skills, the knowledge, the talent to make sure everybody who drinks water can have safe water.
David, I've gotten to know you well enough to know that a lot of thought and a lot of work went into changing a vision statement. So a better world through better water.
Yeah.
Give us the story behind the story.
Yeah, that's an exciting change for us. Our board really started to embrace a couple things. First, you know, AWWA has a long impact on the quality of people's lives through water. So that idea of a better world through better water was really something that they wanted to get out for people to understand that that's what we're all about. And a key word in there is world, right? Adding in the word world says that, you know, we have some responsibilities beyond just North America. And that's really our history. Our history has, it started with the U.S. and it's expanded to North America, Canada, and Mexico. But we also now have a vision that includes the rest of the world. We've just started our intent to open up our first international community. That international community will be in India. We have about 40 Indian water professionals here at ACE this week. They're getting to know us, we're getting to know them, and we've had a lot of great work together.
Why India?
Why India? First, the water needs are great there. And if you think back to the early 1900s and what was going on here in the U.S., we were really setting out to solve the problems of waterborne disease. And those problems still exist in India. And we've had a long relationship with them over the years, but it's really been more professional and cordial. And now what they've asked us to do and what we've committed to do is come in, open an office there, because we know that we can't have a big impact unless we're actually there. It's one thing to send information over, it's another to be there and own it. And they have waterborne disease challenges in India. So our goal is to, we're not going over there to solve their problems, but we're going over there to unite the water community, the water professionals, and share our information, just as we have in all of our local sections here, so that they can solve their problems.
Well, kudos to you for this push on a better world. I mean, Todd, I don't know if you've noticed, but every conversation we've had so far at the show has been now a global company. I mean, it is becoming a global industry.
Yep.
And what I love most about ACE, David, is it's a trade show, right? You're here to do some business and procure some leads and all that. But there generally feels to me to be a sense of rising tide lifts all boats, and we're all here together to make water safe for everyone. And that's a big purpose of ACE, is it not?
Yeah. I'd say, you know, we do two things. You talked about cutting some deals and having it be a trade show. But equally as important to us and to our members is the technical sessions. So we have technical sessions that are helping everyone with their knowledge. And that is, for many of our members who come, just about half of them, that's what they come here for, is just to get that knowledge. The other half comes for the deals and for the exhibit floor. And then yet another half, although I realize I'm at more than the whole, you know, they do both, right?
Right.
So it's really an important blend of the things that everybody needs.
Talk about change a little bit. I mean, this conference has changed really quite dramatically over the last 4 or 5 years. So talk a little bit about that, where we've been, and where we're headed.
Well, you guys know it's the same sort of things that you have in your business. The world changes, and if you don't keep up with those changes, then it's just going to move right out from underneath you. So probably the largest change that we've had in our programming is diversifying the topics that we talk about, because we know our members want that diversity. About 60% of AWWA's members identify as water wastewater professionals, and historically AWWA's heritage is in addressing the drinking water needs. So along with our new vision statement, our board has also made a commitment to what we call total water solutions. Couple key words. First, focusing on the idea of solutions. You know, everybody has problems. We want to help them create their solutions. And then this idea of total water, it comes under a lot of different phrases that we use in the industry right now. But essentially what we're trying to talk about is the intersections between all of the different municipal waters: wastewater, recycled water, desalinization of water, storm water, conservation water, and ultimately drinking water. For us, our history and our biggest impact has always been on drinking water. We want to make sure we understand where those other waters connect in to drinking water so our members can continue to provide this vital resource to everybody.
All right. If you're just joining us, we are speaking with David LaFrance, the CEO of the AWWA. Talk about WIFIA a little bit. That legislation passed Congress not too long ago, and I believe we're expecting signature maybe sometime very, very soon. Walk us through what that legislation is about and AWWA's critical role in that process.
Sure, okay. Fingers crossed that is signed by the president tomorrow.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was that close.
Yeah, it passed just by huge margins. I mean, it was just amazing. And the idea behind WIFIA is it's a federal program that creates low interest rate loans for water and wastewater infrastructure projects. It's being launched as a pilot program. Our real focus in the next phase of this is to prove that pilot program is necessary so that the pilot program becomes an ongoing program. The key for us and how we got into this is, first, we had a lot of partners. WEF was one of our partners on this. AMWA was one of our partners on this. Our members across primarily the U.S. were really helpful in working with their legislators and Congress people. But what we know is that the infrastructure that provides this vital resource to everyone and takes the wastewater away from everyone's homes and businesses, all of that is in need of replacement. And the sticker price of replacing all of that infrastructure is astronomical. And given the challenges that municipal and private sector water suppliers have, well, they just simply need a way to lower that cost. And as they issue debt, the lower the cost of the debt, the easier it is for their ratepayers.
David, it's very clear from what you've just said and your body language as you said it that you're very pleased that this legislation is moving forward. What got cut out of it that you're going to continue to work to get yeah. added back in to make it even
right.
better?
Great question. So you're correct. We are really pleased, right? We have a foot in the door. The program itself has great possibilities. As it's coming forward, one of the things that is included in it is that there'll be some limitations on how much of borrowing you can make for your project. So 49% of a project can get financed through the WIFIA program. That leaves 51% yet to be financed. Mm-hmm. And some of the criteria is that 51% cannot be funded through other tax-exempt debt. Now, most municipal water utilities finance their capital projects through tax-exempt debt. They don't usually do all of it, but they may. And so this is a limitation that is causing some challenges. We'll have to rise up and demonstrate that it's important to remove that component of it, because there is a huge demand out there for these infrastructure projects yeah. and the financing that WIFIA can provide.
Well, speaking of infrastructure, understand that the AWWA is launching its first ever water infrastructure conference this fall. Tell us all about that. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting to water guys, right? And water women, right? All the water professionals.
And radio guys. Don't forget that.
Don't forget the
radio guys. Like just about everything. But this is a conference that really focuses on the importance of infrastructure, how to plan your replacements, and how to take care of the infrastructure through all the programs that we make available. It's going to be an exciting program, and really it's a big concept for knowledge exchange, very consistent with all the research that we have on infrastructure replacements.
What next?
Well, we've got several more days here at ACE in Boston. We're so happy to be here in Beantown. And you know, for me, I grew up just north of here in Portland, Maine. So it's nice for me to sort of be home. But we've got over 100 technical sessions. We've got this beautiful exhibit floor. We've got all kinds of people just getting started. So I think we got really good things in the future.
The only frustration is that there's just so much, you just can't get it all in.
Yeah, plus you got to get out and see the beautiful city of Boston.
Got to absolutely do that. Well, David, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, where can people learn more about AWWA?
All right, AWWA.org. Right on our website, we've got everything for that a water professional needs and for radio guys.
Good to hear.
And there's information about the infrastructure conference there as well.
Absolutely. Just go right under conferences.
All right. David LaFrance, the CEO of the American Water Works Association. David, as always, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hope to see you next year.
We'll see you then. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.